At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I am with Elizabeth Carey at AAA. Elizabeth, I just want to first ask, have you noticed a decrease in Canadian travel to the United States?
Well, AAA is an interesting perspective because what we do is take local travelers and send them on vacation. So we really don't keep track of as many people that are coming into the Buffalo area or into the United States for that matter from other areas, but we have been talking to different travel vendors and also CAA, which is AAA up in Canada, about what they're seeing. So, the border numbers have shown that there was a decrease in travel coming across the border and coming into the United States. But at the same time, we've seen no slowdown in the number of people going internationally on vacation recently. In fact, if you look at the numbers from the first quarter 2024 and compare them to first quarter 2025, we've actually seen a 40% increase in local travelers going up to Canada to use the Toronto airport to go on international vacations. So that number is still strong.
Now, you were just mentioning that you help people with their vacations. Have you seen people like cancel their vacations at all?
We definitely have not seen any type of mass cancellations. We have some people that have called and inquired, like, is this safe for me to go to this destination, or are the national parks going to be open this summer? So we fielded a lot of calls like that. There might be certain circumstances where some people said, you know what, I'm just not comfortable traveling right now. I'm going to stick a little bit closer to home like I did during the pandemic. There's been some situations like that, but by no means across the board.
Now, are you nervous that with the tariffs that President Trump has posed on Canada, that's going to start, maybe we might see a decrease in Canadian travelers over the next however long this lasts for, I guess?
It is possible that we'd see a decrease in Canadian travelers, but the United States has a lot to offer. So there might be some Canadians that say, you know what, I still want to take that vacation. I want to go down to Florida or to California or to the national parks or Las Vegas or wherever that might be, some of the top popular destinations. And then some people might say, you know what, I'm going to stick closer to home right here in my own backyard and stay in Canada. So we'll probably see a mix of things, and more time will tell as time goes on what the summer travel season will be.
And lastly for me, how could a decrease of American visitors affect Buffalo and the rest of the United States if we start seeing a decrease?
Well, tourism definitely has an impact on the local economy. If you think about Canadians that have always crossed the border coming into the Buffalo area until maybe the pandemic kind of mixed things up, but we saw things start to recover. People coming here to go shopping, to enjoy sports teams, to go to different dining destinations, to see the different attractions. That's always been a big driver of our local economy. So, of course, regardless of what happens with the government, AAA is reminding everyone that we're open. Western New York is open and everyone's welcome to come here. And travel is so rewarding that a lot of people really do want to just get out and about and see a lot of things. But travel is also a really personal choice. So just like we saw during the pandemic, right now, some people might be saying, you know what, I don't want to cross the border in either direction because I don't know how I'll be greeted or accepted. I might stay closer to home. And if that's what people want to do, that's fine. But at the same time, we want to remind everyone to welcome visitors because travel is so good for the economy and so good for the soul. So people want to get out and see the world. That's their choice and their opportunity is there for them. So everyone's going to address this a little bit differently.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.